But right now, joining us on the Harbor One hotline, it is Devin McCourty of the New England Patriots. Hey, Devin, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How you guys doing this morning?
How's quarantine going for you?
I'm surviving, man. I got a three-year-old and a two-year-old, but we just got them a playground set in the backyard, so that's helped us on all the nice days. So this weekend was a great chance for them to get out and to give us some time to breathe.
What do you do, mandatory three-hour workout for those guys out in the backyard every day?
Nah, they're a little too young for that. They see daddy work out, though, so they're learning by watching.
And wait, did I hear that there's another little McCourty on the way?
Yep, in July we'll have the third and final McCourty, if you go by my plans.
Yeah, by the way, that never works. It's never your plan.
No.
It's the decision belongs to someone else, Devin. That's the way that always goes. Never your plan. Well, listen, the NFL, at least we hope the NFL schedule, what it will be, is going to be announced Thursday. Are you hearing anything about, are you guys getting any information about when things start, what might happen with going back to facilities and stuff like that?
No, we haven't. I think when everything started with the off-season program, when it kind of got announced that it would work out virtually back in, right the week before April, like mid-April, when we got that, we kind of got the, it could happen, facilities could open up. So I think since then, that hasn't changed. I think for us as a team, it's just been our meetings and then football as usual. We haven't really got updated on the situation. So I'm sure when the PA finds out anything through the league, we'll get more information. But right now we're just trying to improve through, our virtual off-season program.
Now, the question I would have is, how difficult is it to really train the way you want to train, especially in the off-season? It's a big part of it, without having the ability to get to the facilities and, maybe work on some drills and just kind of training at wherever you can get to.
Yeah, you definitely had to adjust. I got lucky. A friend of mine opened the gym that, he obviously had to close it down. But I'm able to go there. So I'm still able to do some of the more routine stuff that we do. But I would say the biggest change is just field work, like mm-hmm. the space, having an actual football field to be with, and then being with the guys. Like, a lot of stuff we do is, drill specific. But, Wiggy, when you're training with different guys that you're used to training with and working on your footwork and your craft, you make each other better by talking about it, watching each other. So I think that's been the biggest change of just trying to, go in my backyard and do some of my field work on my own and trying to get better that way. You got to really have a mentality of adjustment and then just trying to do little things to get better.
We're today here at WEEI, we're feeding New England, and we're working with the Greater Boston Food Bank and other local area food banks across New England because the need is great right now. And I know that you've done work with the food bank before, and you can certainly speak a little bit about what you guys have done as an organization to help them and the great work that they do, Devin.
Yeah, I think the first time I was up there was with Shane Vereen years ago, and we had a little competition of packaging food and getting food out to different people in need around the Boston area. And for me, the first time I was just blown away the size of the food bank and just how they operate. We walked around and kind of learned what each section and each part does. And it's very similar to what we do and think of ourselves as a team. And everyone was in there, as Bill always says, doing their job. And making sure they did it well. And I think because of not just them doing their job, but their dedication and sacrifice and, being great at it, they help a lot of people in that area. So I was definitely blown away and admire and respect what they do and how they function. So, I couldn't decline when you guys asked if I could come on this morning. Happy that I could help out and be a part of it.
Well, so far this morning, you have already donated 10,000 meals, and we only got underway at 6. So thank you for those of you who have donated, thank you for that. And it's really simple. While you're sitting at home when you get to your essential job, you can text GBFB to 20222, and make a $10 donation. That buys 30 meals. So if you text GBFB to 20222, you'll make a $10 donation. You won't even notice it. It'll be on your online cell phone bill, and you won't even notice it. You'll buy 30 meals, and we'd like to get to 150,000 meals, and we're at 10,000 right now. So, Devin, give me a grade on the draft, Patriots draft. What'd you think?
That would be impossible because, if I'm honest with you, I don't think I've watched not one kid that we drafted playing in college. So I have no idea.
Yeah.
I tell people all the time, when you're 10 years removed from college, you know, if we draft a bunch of Rutgers guys, I'll have some idea. But other than that, I really don't know.
Right. You just
other
show
than
up.
The top guys that everyone shows highlights of all year.
You just show up for work.
That's
right?
All you
That's
can
it.
Do.
That's it. Right. Show up for work. And whoever's there is whoever's there. Right.
That's how it works out. Hopefully, usually by the end of training camp, I know all the rookies' names and got some information about them. But with us not being in the building, you know, I don't got much information on any of those guys.
Yeah. All right. What's the have you been watching anything good? Can you give us a Netflix recommendation and anything that we ought to be watching?
I just finished Waco on Netflix, which was crazy.
Yeah,
watching that. And me and my wife watch a funny show on Netflix called Working Moms.
Oh, that's such a good show.
Pretty good humor.
Really?
Such a good show. Yeah, it's a great show. Really well written.
Let me recommend Outer Banks. Curtis really liked it.
Oh, God.
Don't do it, Devin. Don't do it.
That is a bad recommendation whenever the whole room says don't do it. So I'm probably going to skip that.
Good call.
Make sure you check out Snowfall. I've been trying to recommend this show forever. Check out Snowfall. That's on, I think it's on Hulu, but that's a good one.
FS, yeah, Snowfall's fire. Yes. Definitely watch that.
Have you been watching the Jordan documentary?
Yeah, every Sunday. We moved our podcast up to 8 p.m. to make sure we finish in time to get in front of the TV and watch The Last Dance. So I've been glued in every Sunday.
If you had to pick one of them for greatest athlete of all time, would it be Tom Brady or would it be Michael Jordan?
Michael Jordan.
I love it.
Tom hasn't beat that quarterback, though, that's for sure.
Yeah, of course. All right, Devin. Well, listen, thanks for joining us, talking a little bit about the Greater Boston Food Bank and all the food banks. And we hope that you're back here or back at some neutral site or back on a football field sooner than later. We can't wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too, man. Appreciate you guys having me on this morning, and good luck.